We saw various aspects of Sefer Bereishis, of Maaseh Bereishis. The Medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world the way that he did, he built into it many patterns that is similar to the patterns of the Bria. That means, just as the physical world began Tohu and Bohu and Choshech and Tohom, Rechokim, Mayim, and Or, so too, that's the way history develops. All developments in this world, before you see the Hior, go through periods of Tohu and Vohu and Choshech and Tohom. Throw that Medrash 2 weeks ago. Now, the various things Torah goes through in the creation of the world. One of the interesting things is that first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Or, and the Medrash says that was the first physical thing that was created. Of course, anyone who doesn't seem to have any of our scientists here, but anyone who million knows that, at least in the current understanding of science, certainly the speed of light is the most fundamental part of the Bria. But what's interesting, even is Yom and Laila and Or, still not until the fourth day. By Yom Elokim, Hima Oros Berkia Hashemoyim, Havdil Ben Hayom Uven Aloyla. So, Oyul Osos Lemoadim Ul Yomim Ul Shonim. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the regular patterns of the way the various heavenly bodies are on the fourth day. And subsequent to the fourth day, Yom and Laila are determined by the sun, rising of the sun, and setting of the sun. And that means, obviously, on day 1, 2, and 3, the Yom and Laila had nothing to do with the rising and the setting of the sun. How they were determined? So, Ramban L'chol HaPochos is bothered by it. And he says, no, there was some sort of a clock that was working independent of that. When the planets and different heavenly bodies put in place on the fourth day, that clock coordinated with that. But until then, there was a clock, and Yom and Laila were determined by the clock. Now, then, that's on the fourth day. Yom Elokim, Yishtzu HaMayim, on the fifth day, Sheretz Nefesh Chaya, Ka'ov Yo'ofef Alo Aretz Apnei Riki HaShemoy. So, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was the water should give off different living things and birds, And then HaKadosh Baruch created Yesh Me'ayim, Taninim HaGedolim. Now these Taninim HaGedolim, so Rashi says, is Dogum Dolum Shebiyam. But he says, Chazal say, that some other massively large animal, and that never survived the Shesh Yemei Breishis. Ramban says, Bavur Godol HaNivroim Ha'ela, because these are gigantic and massive, not like anything in the animal kingdom we see today. It says, Sheyesh Me'am Orkum Pasos. The length is who knows how long. And he says the Greeks talked in their books about these gigantic animals. Hosseinu Gamkein Hifligawan. Chazal also. Bavuz Yichus Behen Hadriya Lelokim. That means the world, when it was created, had a certain natural pattern of development. Then, and everything was yesh meyesh, stage by stage, as the Malbim points out. All the forms of life were created in increasing levels of complexity. And that increasing levels of complexity, that and all of a sudden, a brand new thing was created independently of the normal development. That's why the word Boro is used, or is Yesh Me'ayim. Something brand new. However, Chazal said it did not survive Shesh Yemei Breishis. No. Not, so Rashi said, because of this, if they would just procreate and have children after the world was functioning, they would take over the world. And the moment the human being is created, and he's supposed to take over the world, so there's no purpose for this Taninim HaGedolim. The question is, the Chazal do not address to the best of my knowledge, what's the purpose of these Chazal? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything without a purpose. So these massive beings, they were created during the Shesh Yemei Breishis, never lasted beyond Shesh Yemei Breishis. Now some people want to view in this an explanation of dinosaurs, maybe yes, maybe no, we don't know. Everything is great speculation. But there were massive animals that were created during Shesh Yemei Breishis for purpose X that's unknown to us, that did not survive Shesh Yemei Breishis. And by Baruch Nen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that came from all things that live in the water created then. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Vayvarach Osam Lukim Lemor. What does that mean? He didn't instruct them to do something. He gave them the ability to procreate. That means, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu fashioned all of these things, and fashioned all of these things in their way, he gave them an extra thing that he created male and female, so they could then procreate and have more and more. Avrocha Samalukim Lemon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with them both Simon Brocha, that they would be able to procreate and fill the world. Then, on the sixth day, he created all the animals. And after he created all the animals, Vayomer Elokim, Nas Odom Betzalmeinu Kidmusi. Now, V'yirdu b'gatz hayom uvov hashemayim v'vehem uchol aretz uchol amas v'amas aretz. The Chazal said, the human being rules over the world, controls the world, but one thing is obviously missing from here. The taninim. Because the moment the human being came into the world, the taninim disappeared from the world. The human being is supposed to be able to control the world. But now, and it says, "Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam b'tzalmo." Here we use bara again. Yesh me'ayin. And the Ramban writes back when he's talking about the bria of the taninim. Chenyasa adam l'mal also. The madrega of a human being is something that could not just have developed from, at the next stage of animal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each stage by itself. And one stage, next stage, next stage. But things that are totally different and are not one stage by one stage development. This is the word bara, because it's a brand new creation. And there are two, of that. There's the taninim, and then there's the human being. Why? Kihu Odia. Tell us. Kihu mutso me'ayin imdato v'sichlo. That. We'll see. Ramban says something I heard it very often from my rabbis. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the next stage in the development of physical beings to the human being. For this human being to be the recipient of the neshama that he has, he had to create a brand new creation, both of neshama and guf, as one unit. Because the human being has that capacity to be able to have both Ruchnius and Gashmius together, merged together. Kadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. He created a world, a physical world. He created a spiritual world. And they're very separate and distinct. And he created one being that straddles both. That's part Ruchnius and part Gashmius. And therefore, for that human body to be able to function together with the Ruchni dimension, it had to be a brand new creation. Ramban says it here. Says it in Torah Hashem Tamimah, and he says it here. On the pasuk, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim. It's an Adam, Ofam, and Adama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned him. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a brand new creation. And so that whatever one would say to put evolution with the Torah, that's really a very side issue. No one cares whether the human being developed from the cat or the cat developed from the human being. But the human being himself, both Guf and Neshama, are a brand new creation. They're quite a specific Maisa of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At a Hanami, we have a heart, like animals have a heart. But the way everything hangs together in the human being is unique. Now, what is Nasa Adam B'Tzal Meinemus? The kid was saying. Let us make. Who is let us? And here, there's a problem with this pasuk. Vayomer Elokim na'aseh. So Rashi says, Af pish lo siyuhu b'yetziroso. Even though Rashi says, the malach yashoris. Amvanusa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamadnu mikan. Learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanitas. L'fisha Adam hu ben Musa Malachim. If human being is similar to angels in the sense that is a very high spiritual level. And Nefesh HaChaim writes, it's or part of Nefesh HaChaim, the human being, when he connects to Torah, if he doesn't in the highest way possible, can surpass the spiritual level of Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu discussed it with them. Why? Because it's competition. Doesn't mean, but then it says, Vayivra, when it comes to the actual creation, it's Loshen Rabin. V'yesh mokom l'midim l'erdals. So here's a medrash, because the early Christians, when they wanted to justify the Trinity, quoted this pasuk, Na'asodah. So the medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim receiving the Torah, so he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you write it in a way that allow people to be kofer later on? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Harotzeh, one who wants to twist the Torah will twist the Torah no matter what. There's no way to write HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chol yatzma. Could not write a Torah in a way that could not be twisted and turned. It says, and therefore, since I'm trying to teach a moral lesson with this, so therefore, I'll write it the way I want. Since we get shmokim l'meinim lirdos, lo nina mikotu l'ami der cheretz, mida sanova, sh'agodum nimlach v'noto reshus manakot. Okay. That is Rambam, and he wrote the Ma'amar Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rambam was accused of Mishnah Torah of denying Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rambam quotes this and says, God, I made it very clear, but there's no way of writing, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't write something that can't be twisted, I can't write something that's twisted. Now, what does this mean? B'tzalmeinu kidnuseinu. So that means a human being is created with a neshama. He, the Ramban writes, "Ki yidmer l'shnehem." He is similar to animal and to angel. As an animal, his goof was created in the same way animals are created. We have lungs and they have lungs. We have hearts and they have lungs. We have kidneys and they have kidneys. Hands, feet, mouth, nose. Yes. So, Yidmir l'shnehem. Yidmir maskon is goof la'aretz asher lukach memenu, and he's a physical being because his physical body was created from the earth. V'yidmir beruach, but his neshama was created me'elyonim. Sheinu guf v'lo tomus. And since physical things die, the neshama doesn't die. V'oma because of Hasheni, ki b'tzelem elokim, sapa ha'pela sheniflu bo mishar nevroim. And this is his uniqueness of everything else, that he can straddle both worlds, the physical and spiritual. Zeh pshat ha'mikra hazeh. Says, now, still, Yerdu Bidgaz Hayam. So, the Medrash says that he will rule over the Gaz Hayam. So Rashi says, Yesh Veloshin Hazel Loshin Ridui Veloshin Yerida. So why doesn't it say V'yimshol B'gatz Hayom Uvof HaShemayim? Why does it say V'yirdu? It could, there are two different uses. There are many words that it can imply that he rules over. So Rashi says, it's a medrash. Zochar rode b'chayos u'behemos. Lo zochar nasa yorod lifneihem v'chaya Moshe l'asba. A human being. It's physical and spiritual. Human being was given tremendous intelligence. Is given as part of his neshama. The neshama was also given in order for it to roll over the goof and to elevate the goof and to become a high-level spiritual being. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu threw one thing into the equation called Bechira Chofshis. And that Bechira Chofshis says that it doesn't have to be that way. And the way the Malbim, for instance, explains the Esh Yisrael story about the Neshama, the conflicts between the different parts of the Neshama, the part of the Neshama that rules the goof and the Neshama that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes there's Shalom Bayis in this marriage, and sometimes there's no Shalom Bayis in this marriage. And here, when a human being uses his ruchnis, he becomes superior to all the animals in the world. And when a human being uses it, becomes superior to all the animals in this world, then he has the right to rule over all the animals in this world. But a human being can be worse if he lets the goof and the negative parts of his personality rule, and he becomes lower than all the animals in the world. Because, example, Hitler and Marshall was Zechra. What did he do? He took all of the human abilities and used it in such an animalistic way that it caused a power of destruction. There's no single animal in this world that could cause any such destruction. So when you take the kaychas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a human being, and you, which is meant to elevate the human being, and say, no, I'm going to let the tzad of the animal in me rule it, and use all those kochas and nefesh, so you're more destructive and more evil than any conceivable member of the animal kingdom. You're either higher than the animals or lower than the animals. There's no animal that's capable of killing millions and millions and destroying millions and millions of people, destroying and causing such destruction. And it doesn't have to be only in that scale, on all scales. You know, live a lower life than any animal does. That's why when the Pasuk says, "V'yirdu b'gas hayom uvof hashamayim," says to rule over it. But rule, for instance, Unkel says, "V'yishlutun," which is shlita, rule. But the Torah used a certain word to say that rule, the right to rule, is contingent on what madrega we are. It's very interesting. A lot of you take a look at most of the people who run the animal rights issues and Bederach Klal, the people whose lives they identified, their lives that are lived in such an animalistic way, they identified so much with the animals that they feel one with them. Of course, the Torah believes in Tzar Bali Chaim. It's an issue. It's an issue of the rice, according to Moshe Shonim. But the idea is, in animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it with the idea that human beings would use them for human purpose. And therefore, the using animals, for instance, for medical research, using animals for food, the Torah says is completely permissible. And in the first part of the Bria, human beings were given the right to the goof of the animals and not necessarily to the lives of the animals. After the Mabul, they were given the right to the lives of animals. But the idea that animals are there to be ruled by human beings and to be used by human beings in a way that's sensitive to their pain and suffering. But as the Rambam points out, had the Torah said that we should never tolerate any pain to animals, Shechita wouldn't have been Mutter. There would be no Heter for Shechita. There would be no Heter for a lot of things. That means that to be used and not to cause them pain. Why not to cause them pain? So the Rambam is very clear. The Ramban says, it's a Machlokas Hamaroyim, and the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says the reason you have to be sensitive to animal pain is not necessarily that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared about animal pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about human beings. But if I'm insensitive to animal pain, that's going to ruin my midas, and I'm going to be insensitive to human beings also. We have that part of the way we built up our sensitivity even to other human beings, which is the goal which is a goal, is making sure within the context of our ability to use animals we're sensitive. Ramban says it's machlokas between Amorai and the Gemara and Brachas. Ramban says couldn't be any such machlokas. The purpose of the world is for human beings to develop themselves and excel in their spiritual development. And being sensitive to animal human being is part of the human being developing his own spiritual side. But they're given right to rule on one condition, Rashi says. As long as you lead a superior life and you don't lead a totally animalistic life. If you lead a totally animalistic life, then you have no moral right to rule over the animals. Fayivra Elohim etzo Adam betzalmo. Betzalim Elohim bara also. Zohar in the cave of bara also. That's very interesting. The Torah talks twice about the creation of the human being. Here in Perek Aleph, and again in Perek Beis. When it talks about the creation of the guf of the human being, Vayitzor Elokim es Adam Ofo min ha'adamo, how he actually went about creating the guf of the human being, it says that he created the guf of the human being as one guf and separated it into two guf, male and female. When it talks about creating the Tzelem Elokim, it says, Vayivu Elokim es Adam betzalmo, betzelem Elokim bara also, zohar nekeva bara also. This is Tzelem Elokim for males, Tzelem Elokim for females. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created male and female not only physically different, but their whole spiritual metzius is different, male and female. And the Torah often describes the differences between the tchunas and nefesh of a male and female. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be distinct. The Bria requires both of them together. The Medrash says, what was Adam Rishon before the before he got split into two? So Medrash says that he was androgynous. He was a mixed personality of male and female. His neshama was one type, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that neshama and split it into two, a male neshama and a female neshama, because the neshamas and the tchunas hanefesh are fundamentally different. Now, what the Pasuk says is obvious, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world as male and as female. And sometimes nowadays people feel that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a right to rule over the world, that's what he said, Truavu. Or do Milos Horat Chivshu, or do but God sent you over Shemayim Bechol Chaim Arat Zoharats. Control the world. But control the world is the world. And has given us a tremendous power to control the world. But there's certain absolutes that he created in this world. Parshas Korach, when Moshe tells the Adas Korach to complain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael, he made Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Boke v'yodas Hashem Hashlo. The Rashi says, what is Boker? Boker means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with certain divisions. There's night and there's day. There's male and there's female. The Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Created the world with certain divisions, and those divisions are built into the Bria itself. And so the difference between male and female is built into the Bria itself. It doesn't mean people cannot develop by all sorts of ways certain types of personalities. That mitzvah shem b'li neder we'll get to next week.